Good morning. Don't know if you're tuned in. We're opening up the lines just a couple minutes early to get people back established on the line. So welcome to the call. And it's going to be a great day. We're going to be talking about wealth and abundance. So sign in with the chat. And we're here to have fun. Yay! So, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful day. And we're going to do lots of fun stuff, lots of clearings on your money life, and getting you to where you want to be. So let's get it started. And the official class starts at 8 o'clock. Karen, good morning. Yay. Fantastic. And, yep, we're logging on early and got the phone lines all open and just making sure that everything's up and running. So we can start on time. Good morning, Elise. So we'll be starting the recording actually at 8 o'clock. So we're not going to, we're just chatting right now. Did you have a good night? Good morning, Jyoti. Yay. Yay. Can you believe it's morning 5 already? I'm just blown away. We're flying through this class. It's remarkable. Good morning, Paula. So you're the early birds that are catching the worm. Yay. Went out and had my nails done yesterday. I have sparkly nails, pretty red nails. It's all for the wealth day. I've got my pretty little power outfit on, a little white slacks and blue and white striped top camisole. White jacket. We're going to make money today. So, okay, so we got 4 people so far on the line, 7 people in attendance, but I think some of those are production staff. Really good. And let me just check this, make sure this is working. Let's see. Yep, there we go. Good morning, Heather. Yay, Heather. So we are, you know, just on the line a few minutes early, and it's a beautiful overcast morning here. As a matter of fact, it feels like I'm sitting in heaven. I'm sitting in the clouds at the top of the mountain, kind of misty and magical and wondrous here. So good morning, Renee. Good morning, Alex. I was feeling amazing. Hopefully everyone by now. Let's see where we're at. Okay, my dears, we're going to start recording now. So good morning, and welcome to day 5 of your Quantum Ambassador Diamond Immersion Retreat. That's a lot of words in there. Today we'll be finishing up with the love clearings that we started yesterday on the 7 stages of love, and then we'll be going into wealth mastery. Now, the first thing we'll be doing, of course, this morning is our traditional. We're going to start with an amazing meditation, and this meditation is a wealth meditation. So we are actually going to do the wealth mock-ups for you this morning. Good morning, Crystal. And so that's what we'll get started with right away. Probably wait another minute or two. We did sign on early, so a few of you have been here for a little bit. We've got 11 people, probably 9 of those, 8 or 9 of those are our students. Okay, so we want to just wait another couple minutes for a few more people to get on the call. So what were the shifts for you yesterday? After you had done some of the karma clearing, did you notice your body lightening up? Did you sleep better last night? Did you have better interactions with family members or with people that you'd cleared karma with? Did you feel differently maybe about the organization that you cleared karma with? I know for me, hi Dana. I know for me, I went through and started looking at, well, there was somebody who, where our friendship is falling away, but it's really distressed me a little. And I looked at it and, you know, some of the people that this person's brought into my life haven't been particularly positive people, and I've had to, you know, abruptly move them out. And I noticed, you know, I'd cleared my karma with her before, but she had put five cords into me. And so it's really good to just double check, because it's not like just because you're conscious and you're meditating doesn't mean that people won't pop cords into you. And my theory is if there's a bunch of cords running into your body from somebody who's not in communication with you, it can feel really unpleasant. It can make it harder to have a gentle moving away. So by removing the cords, or there is karma there, it makes it a little easier to, you know, at least create some space until there's time to, you know, have a renewal, a reunion kind of a thing. Let's see. Your husband bought you flowers. Oh, that's so fantastic. And Sharon is here. Wonderful. Dana, that is so sweet. That is really sweet. Okay, we'll wait just another 2 minutes, and then we'll start our meditation for the morning. And we'll be doing the wealth meditation this morning. So, yeah, if you have any breakthroughs or any shifts or awarenesses, I know I felt really, really energized after our class yesterday. I went out and dealt with nails and had some food at a Mediterranean restaurant I haven't eaten at. It wasn't particularly good food, but there was a lovely gentleman who saw me from the street, apparently, and rushed in to say hello and chat me up and give me his card. So all good, you know, closer to the right man coming in. I always say that when, you know, your energy vibration is sweet and welcoming, people can find you, and especially if you put yourself out in the world. Some of that is just putting yourself out in the world, right? And then you connect with wonderful people. Heather, I had a wonderful conversation with my husband last night. Fantastic. And Paula slept 10 hours straight and felt lightness when relating to your husband, who was one I did the karma clearing with. Fantastic. Okay. And Sharon, I worked on a teacher healer, and she was like an octopus that did not want to let go with extra tentacles and cords. She was also connected to the right side of my head. Very, very good. And, you know, the not wanting to let go, I mean, you have charge in your body. So even if they don't want to let go, you're the owner of the body. And so, you know, that you can actually, you know, if the cords should cut pretty easily. But if they don't, you can lasso the person's spirit, tie it down, and hook it up to this supreme being. So you could actually take some extra measures and then remove the cords. And I'm not saying to attack the person or anything, but just, you know, you can talk on a spirit level. Look, I'm not willing to have you corded into me. And you can say that to their spirit. You can kind of cord them down and say, I'm in charge of my body. This is really about body ownership. When people are cording into you, you're letting them, and you're not completely owning your body. So just like with me, you know, I found this friend's cords, five cords in me, and we also had some agreements that we were going to do some work together, and I cleared those away too. So, you know, you want to be looking at what have I allowed in my space that allows this to show up. And good job. And I'm sure that that is what you were doing. Great day, Sherry. It's a great day to have a great day. I'm feeling fabulous. Fantastic. Okay. All right, my dear. So we've gotten to five after. It's actually six after. So we're going to go into a wealth meditation. So what I'd like you to do is find a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor. And just start breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. And let's just make that grounding cord really big now. Really big and wide. And really a nice big dump, releasing any discomfort, maybe you've been sitting a lot the last few days, I have no idea why, and maybe your hips or your back are a little achy or your legs are achy. Let's just release any achiness. Just letting out all the excess energy in the body, tension, stress. Weariness, if you're weary. So people came on who've had wonderful breakthroughs and you might be feeling tired or sluggish. So let's let that go. And get into the I am a radiant being of light state. So no matter where you are, if you're feeling glorious, and most of you are, feeling absolutely glorious and spectacular, hooray, fantastic. And if you're feeling like you're shifting a lot and there's a lot of changes going on in your body, you're in the perfect place too. All is well. All is well. No need to compare. You're doing a wonderful job. Female bodies, I'd like you to ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, to the center of the earth. And male bodies, ground your male body to the center of the earth. And please set your male and female bodies on release. And release women, the healing projects, and men, female control energy, competition, and aggression. Going up to your adrenals that sit at the right and left side of the waist, the spine, about an inch up from the waist, 2 inches off the spine, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, held in the center from the adrenals that look like little acorns with hats, to the perineum. And you can use that same first grounding cord if you'd like to, and then down to the center of the earth. Let's set the adrenals on release. And at the same time, let's set the nervous system on release. Doing a wonderful job. We're really looking at how we can really live in the body and own the body and have our energy in the body. anyone's corded into you, in your lower extremities, in your legs, your hips, your belly. Let's release those cords now. And of course, you can leave your children corded in, but I would suggest that children cords to age 18, they come out like they're plugged into the back of the low spine. That's probably a really good place to be corded into children. It's the survival area, and that's a good place where you know that they're surviving. And then as they get to be 16 or 18 years old, you can see that they're good. It's time to let those cords go. So if your children are past 16 or 18 and you have cords running between you and them, it's time to let them go. And not let them go as people, but just not be in their space. And if you've got teenagers who are, "Mom, you're always controlling me and in my space," you might look at how much energy you have in their body or how many cords you have with them. Very good, and we're going to the center of the head, and we're going to clear out the center of the head. So sitting in the center of the head in your golden temple of silence, on your throne, and it might be very quiet in there. There might not be a lot of looping thoughts, worries, and concerns, but just looking in and around your golden temple of silence. If you'd like to do a little spiritual shower, I'll go ahead and take a fire hose, a spiritual fire hose, and just wash out the center of the head, opening a trap door out the back, and just washing out the center of the head. Any chaos, any confusion, any looping thoughts, anything that doesn't belong there. This is your temple of silence. This is your center of peace. And if you have washed out the center of the head, go ahead and close the trap door. And we're going to do something fun. We're going to pop out the top of the head. And we're going to look at the aura. We're going to pull the aura into 18 inches around your body. And then use your spiritual hands to smooth out any dings, dents, bumps in the aura. And if there's some holes in your aura, use some either some magic weaving aura thread or some magic spray paint, aura spray paint, and just fill in those holes so there's no holes in the aura. So take a few moments now to really smooth out with your spiritual hands the aura and then fill in any holes. You're doing a great job. You can, you know, fortify the edge of the aura, make it a 6-inch plexiglass wall if you'd like to. You can improve the energy information coming towards you by using a cobalt blue corona on the outside edge of the aura, which actually burns off alien energy. So that might be something you want to do. So right now you're designing the aura exactly for you. You can put now a mechanism in front of the aura to collect negative energy. And what I'd like you to do as you collect negative energy, you can put a rose, a giant 2-foot rose in front of you and have it grounded to the center of the earth, so you might have the roots go to the center of the earth. And just put that rose in the front of your aura, about maybe a foot in front of the edge of your aura. And it's going to be collecting any negative energy coming to you. And as you watch it, if you can see it in your mind's eye, if it's wilting over, it means that there was negative energy at the outside edge of the aura coming towards you. And what you can do is take a little cartoon bomb and just blow it up. Just have it explode. And then I'll put a new 2-foot rose in its place. And you may get 3 or 4 wilting roses before you have one that is really going to stand tall. So what you'll do is you'll put the rose down, ground it to the center of the earth, and then watch. Is it wilting over or is it standing tall? If it's wilting over, just blow it up and then replace it with the next one. All right, and then I'd like you to bring your spirit back into the center of your head. And let's bring earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, down the grounding cord. And so you're sitting again in your golden temple of silence, and you're running earth energy up through your feet, which is your soul understanding, but also has to do with your next steps, which you're going to be working on today, your next steps in your financial life. So you're just flooding that earth energy up through your legs, through your shins and calves, through your knees. And your knees is your ability to honor yourself. I kneel at the altar of myself, right knee, and the outer world, your outer expression, what you're doing out. So maybe in your business life, in your career, volunteering. But it's all kind of the public side of things, the right leg, the assertive, aggressive side. The left knee is your spiritual, emotional, inner world. Might have to do with intimacy and love and connection that way. It's your inner landscape. And you think about that with the ability to honor yourself. So in the right, outer, aggressive, inner, receptive, left, receptive, intimate, emotional, spiritual, perhaps even sexual or sensual. So you see those two sides really giving you a great ability to take next steps in both areas and aspects of your life. And continuing to flood that earth energy through your thighs and the hamstrings and the quads, the bones, ligaments, muscles, blood, circulation, lymph, everything that's in there, just flooding that earth energy through your legs and through your hips, and really feeling such a connection with Mother Earth, so happy to be here, understanding your role with great honor, with a great reverence. You are coming into this next phase of your life knowing the power you wield on planet Earth, knowing how powerful you are, knowing what a difference your being makes. So really feeling very connected with Earth energy. We're going to leave Earth energy running for a while, and just not just clearing out leg channels, but clearing out everything to do with the legs and everything to do with the aura surrounding the legs too. So we're just really cleaning out through the skin and even an inch or two beyond the skin with the earth energy. So just making your legs feel very fluffy and solid, but very light and very connected to the earth. People see earth energy as either clay-colored or green. So either of those colors, if you're looking at colors, those would be colors that you'd be bathing your legs in, clay or green, like grass green, or the color of terracotta clay. And then finding a place in the cosmos that's in harmony with you, a star, a constellation, an island, a mountaintop, bringing a line of energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, and bringing that line of energy down through your neck, through your shoulders, through your elbows and arms, through the forearms, wrists, hands, out the fingers and fingertips, and your fingers representing the details of life, hands representing your ability to grasp and receive. And again, the right side is like the giving side. It's the assertive, aggressive outer side. The left side, the receptive, perhaps it's the feminine side or the receptive side. So to grasp and to receive. I read with my palms. Sometimes you might do, you know, be able to read energies with your hands. And really, your arms are what allow you to embrace your life. They're your creative channels also. So through the heart, out through the shoulders and arms and hands is your creative channels. So you want to make sure your creative channels are wide open. So bringing that cosmic energy again down through your neck, shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, fingers, and out the fingertips. And bringing more of that energy down through your back channels. And your back is really what's behind you, but it's also what fortifies you and strengthens you. It's your back is really the foundation that you've already lived, you know, so what you've already understood, what you've already gone through, good or bad, it's your foundation. And we like to keep the back channels really clear. We don't like them to get clogged. So if something happened that was traumatic in your past, this is one of the ways that you can release that from the physical body is by flooding this cosmic energy into the back. And, of course, the upper level, the shoulders and that upper part of the back, burdens and responsibilities, the heavy yoke, we want to release that. So if you're all knotted up in your shoulders and that upper back between the rhomboids, that area is really about burdens, responsibilities. As it gets more towards the heart level, the bra line for women, it becomes broken heart, disappointment, and so we want to release that. And then at the waist, that might be more of your core, might be disappointments in work, you know, and being seen in the world as a powerful person. So we want to release anything that would have invalidated that. And down into your hips, again, the foundation of surviving and really thriving. So you're bringing that cosmic energy all the way down through your back channels and then looping up through the belly, through the chest. And this is your soft, intuitive nature. The belly itself doesn't have any bones protecting it. So this is your soft underbelly, so to speak. It's our center, our hara, our ability to be intuitive. The second chakra is actually our intuitive center as well as our creative chakra. So understand that the intuitive center is in the low belly. And then as you go into the mid-belly, again, you're in looking at power and will and being able to really exert power and will in your future and present life. And then up through the ribcage, through the heart and the lungs, being able to exist and share love and be loved and breathe deeply into your life and own your life. And cosmic energy up through the neck, being able to speak your truth, and through the head, through your mouth, your cheeks, your jawbone. Let's go ahead and allow that energy to just flood through the temporal mandibular joint. If you have tension in your jaw, let's just go ahead and allow that cosmic energy to just flood through that area and release any stress or tension, flooding out through the top of the head and really through the brain, releasing any stress or tension in the brain itself, in the skull, in the muscles, in the scalp. And we're just flooding this cosmic energy through all the cells of the body and the arms and head. So we're really just really doing this incredibly deep clean out and clear out, really, really opening to our highest and best expression of self, knowing this is a day to open to more love and more prosperity. And we're going to do a really fun exercise. Imagine that we, all of the students in this class, that we're all connected, that our crown chakra has a green and gold color, a loop. So all of our crown chakras are participating in this beautiful green at the bottom, gold at the top loop, like circle. And so we all have this beautiful green. It's kind of like an emerald green. It's very regal, very wealthy green. So we have this emerald green, and then we have this gold, emerald green and gold. And that color of gold, the color of God, the color of the divine. right. And I see that we're successful in that that loop of energy. And it looks like we just need to get three more people in the class that are actively on included. So again, if you're a little bit out of focus, let's bring you into focus. The top of your crown chakra, there's a beautiful emerald green color and a beautiful gold color on top of that. It's part of a loop. It's not part of a cord, it's part of a loop that will empower us and amplify our power as we do our financial, our wealth mock-ups. So we all want to be connected in here so our power is amplified. In this case, this is a really good use of group energy to amplify something, and then we'll unplug from each other. In this way, the loop will dissipate as we end the meditation. So everybody wants to be a part of this loop. Oh, good. And now everybody is part of this loop. Fantastic. All right. And so now we're making a big circle, this beautiful green, emerald green and gold. And in the middle of the circle is our maca bubble. And we can imagine it like one of those wonderful hot air balloons. And brilliant colored. And what we're going to do is we're going to fill this hot air balloon with our intentions for wealth and abundance, for more love, more happiness, more health. So I'll do some examples, and since we are not physically together, I'd like you to just assert them in your, let's see, how can we do this best? You could put them in the chat box. I think what we're going to be doing is we're going to be visualizing standing in the future and it already accomplished. So I'll give you a few examples of mock-ups, and then you're welcome to put your mock-ups for wealth and abundance into the chat box. And we'll be refining this as we go about the day, so not to worry about being perfect. You're just standing in the future, and you're declaring that it's already been accomplished. So I see myself standing with my divine complement in great joy, in great pleasure. We are in Paris, France, just on our way to Italy and then to the Egyptian pyramids. We love to travel together. We are complete, perfect fit for each other and celebrate every moment of every day that we've now found each other and can fulfill our life together. I see my company growing in influence and reach. And as I connect with world leaders and as 5 million minds comprehend the depth and meaning and really understand and implement the shifts of the quantum field work and the human blueprint, world recognition comes to this work and a Nobel Prize is in the future for the quantum activations and for me. I see my company rising to one of the top female-owned companies in the United States and a Fortune 500 company to watch. I see my social life continues to get more expansive, and I regularly attend galas and parties and wear beautiful gowns and jewels, and I have so much fun with my divine complement. We really are such a fantastic match, and we have loads of energy for each other after these celebrations and end up at home in a puddle together in a, you know, beautiful, sensual, sexual relationship as well. All aspects of union, divine union, are experienced in this incredible relationship. I I see myself in amazing vitality and health. Every day I get younger and stronger, and I begin to really feel and look and own my body as if I were 25 years old. My muscles are strong, my body is fit and toned, I'm able to run half marathons, I'm able to swim for an hour, I'm able to hike for a day at a time, I'm able to easily and naturally, without any limitation, really with such grace and ease, do all the outdoor adventures and the rappelling and the hiking, even in the heat. I feel like I have such sustainable energy, and I feel so much breath in me, so much strength in my heart and my core. It's so delightful to be in this beautiful body. Okay, now one of the things that can happen is when you're listening to somebody like me just do these mock-ups, you can say, yes, I want that too, and you can amplify that intention for yourself. Or, I'd like this version, you can do that too. And so you see when you get kind of excited, oh, somebody's really got that nailed, that's what I'd love that too. And there's no limitation. The universe has this for everyone. And then you can also make your own mock-ups. Or if there's a mock-up that somebody's saying, well, that's not really fit in my picture, then you can just let that one go. But because we're holding the group space together, we're saying, yes, I agree for that for Julie Renee, or I agree for that for Vanya, or Mary, or Alex, or Sherry, or yes, I want Sharon and Paula and Heather to have that. So we are holding the space for everyone to have what they're looking for. So if you'd like to know, just come mildly out of trance. You're welcome to put in the chat box what your intentions, what your mock-ups are. We'll just keep the kind of the trance at half, and then we'll go back into the trance once everybody's gotten a chance to type into the chat box. So you don't have to get too linear, but just put what your intentions are for your great breakthroughs, what you're really looking for yourself. And while you're doing that, we'll be chanting the immediate manifestation mantra, Om Gam Shrim Kesepra Ganapataye Namaha.
Om Gam Shrim Kesepra
Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Shrim Kesatra. 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 Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Reina Mochena. Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Reina Mochena. Ganapataye 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 Namaha. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for those of you who have roused yourself enough to type in the chat box. And this is your time to really have these intentions amplified. We'll be going through, I'll do a little bit of coaching for those of you who have put your intentions out, so you'll know how to speak things in the most powerful way. And you're doing such a wonderful job. So finish up, if you're still typing, finish up. And we are going to complete this step, this next step. So beautiful. Oh, such beautiful people on this call. All right, so we're back in meditation now. And just breathing deeply in and out. And we're filling our beautiful body with golden light. So maybe you bring a golden sun or you pour liquid gold into the top of your head and fill your body with gold energy. And now we're showing amazing hot air balloon full of these incredible intentions of this is my future, these are my spiritual mock-ups, this is what's happening for me, and show that to the Supreme Being. And we're all showing it, we're all holding our hands up in an open fashion and saying, God, will you bless this for me? And we're getting a nod, yes, definitely, yes, this is a yes. And then see that beautiful hot air balloon floating off into the distance now. And it's just floating away. All of our intentions are floating off into the universe to resolve and find their answer and come back to us in perfect timing. And we trust that all is well and all is in divine right order as we release our heart's desire, our perfect intentions for our life, our intentions, our mock-ups, our future. We really release our future out in front of us. We declare it. We say, this is my future. We commit to it. We are willing to be in action. We're willing to do the inner and outer work. We're willing to bring our passion to this new expression of self. And that hot air balloon is now so far, it's just a little pinhead in the very distance. We can just barely see it, and now it disappears on the horizon. And breathing in and out, let's go ahead and release that beautiful loop of energetic connection, the green and gold. We're releasing that now. We're letting that go, coming back into our own certainty and our own expression of self, knowing that we can at any point reconnect with the circle, of course with permission, and amplify that power yet again in a group like this. So here we are now, spirit and body. Spirit has been in the center of the head. Let's bring spirit down into the legs and arms, torso, neck, and head. The body has been filled and marinated with God energy, with gold. And we're coming back into the room now. Coming back into the room, feeling really wonderful, feeling magnificent, feeling really present, wiggling your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck and head, and feeling very certain that you are indeed on the right path. Coming back into the room, may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. And welcome back. So how was that for everyone? How was that to really stand in, this is what I declare for myself? How did that work for you? How did you feel? My experience has been just amazing and remarkable and mind-blowing from living in a tiny little two-bedroom condo, like 1,100 square feet, to a beautiful, you know, little estate in one of the nicest communities in the United States, maybe in the world. So 3 acres and a beautiful home and a separate office building and, you know, everything that I had ever imagined or dreamed for, and even more than what I had dreamed of. I certainly couldn't have imagined the extra building and the acreage. I don't know. I had always thought I wanted to live in the country, but I got so lucky to get 3 acres on the top of the mountain. One of the best, nicest houses, certainly one of the best views on the mountain. I've got views from every room. And this was done through both the clearings we're going to do today and the spiritual mock-ups. So I'm going to teach you everything I did for myself we're going to go through today. And I'm going to help you get to that place where you can create what is your magical life. So while I was sitting here, you know, years ago, I had looked at a beautiful emerald necklace. And it was down in Union Square. And for whatever reason, the salespeople didn't take me seriously, so I'd asked if I could try it on, and they said no. And it was, you know, I don't know, it was like $30,000 or something, and they just weren't going to let just somebody off the street try it on. And I thought, well, you're silly, you know, if I really want that, and it's really important to me, I will find a way to have it. And the best way to do that is like put it on and feel it and, you know, have it be part of you, you know, like, oh, I had the experience of it on and I loved it and the energy was so nice and now I'm going to create a way to do it. So, you know, there are lots of important things like survival and things that would need to come before an emerald necklace. But I want you to look at that you can create anything you want, and it's just energy. So there's no judgment about, you know, being good or bad by having what you really have always imagined or longed for or desired. So, okay, I see a lot of comments coming in. Thank you for sharing your gifts, and thank you. True inspiration, beautiful visualization. Okay, and I felt amazing and surprised myself, put my intentions on the chat box as such a private person. Thank you for helping me come out of my shell. That's fantastic, Paula. I'm radiant health, getting younger. Okay, that's a mock-up. So I'm tempted to take our little five-minute break because what I'm going to do in the next hour is I'm going to teach you how to actually word your mock-ups. It'll be your mock-up, but we'll take out anything that would disempower you. So I'll teach you how to have the mock-up be the most powerful, and then you might want to write it the way I tell you to do it, if you want. But that's what we're going to do in the next hour. We're going to actually just refine your mock-ups for you. And then, so we'll do that from 9 o'clock my time to 10 o'clock. So we'll do that. And we will also do the rest of the love clearing, so not to worry. But I think since we're already on the wealth mock-ups, this is one of the trainings that we're going to do today. We'll save at least an hour this morning from 10:30 to 11:30 perhaps to finish up the love clearings. And then we'll, in the afternoon, we'll be doing a series of wealth clearings on being able to sustain and grow and bring in money, on being successful and visible, about clearing the past lives, things that would have traumatized you not to be visible or not to have wealth. So we'll be clearing that. I've got a nice list of things that we'll be going through, and we'll be doing the quantum clearings. So it's going to be an amazing day of love and money and wealth and prosperity and joy. And you know, one of the things that we really look at is standing in your power and getting your fire back. And when you bring like that fire, that goddess fire or god fire, that authentic self that is, you know, powerful beyond measure, you can create anything. So we're going to create a day. We're going to do this day that is going to really show you what steps need to be taken. We're going to clear things so that you won't have the impediments and obstacles, and hopefully launch you on your dream life, on your best life. So right now we'll take a five-minute break. We'll be back at 9:01 or 9:02, whatever, And we'll see you in just a few minutes, and we'll do some coaching on the mock-ups that you've done. So good job. Thank you. If you haven't already written a mock-up now in the chat box and you want the coaching, now is the time to put it in. So there's a five-minute break here. So put your mock-ups in, and we'll be back in a few minutes.